other people got the wrong thing. That's exactly right. A lot of people sitting in the Baptist church got the wrong thing. You know why? Because they went about the wrong way. They feel like it's something they did. People like to talk about what they do. Try to find peace in that. I believe when you get saved, you'll want to do something. But I tell you what, you're not doing it to find peace. You're doing it because you love Him. There's some people, if you took away their works, they'd be in a bad shape today. That's right. Amen. That's where a lot of people are at. Amen. I do this and I do that. Well, I'm glad you do something, but I'm glad He went to Calvary. Amen. And I appreciate that. I tell you, a lot of people have got all twisted up in the iron in which we live. Now, they're trying to manufacture salvation, but you can't do that. Amen. What happened is that, and I don't mean this in a bad way, and I think you understand what I'm saying, but we have moved into that Laodicean church age. And I'm afraid we moved out of the Philadelphian church age. And the power of God is not as present as what it has been in days gone by. What happened is the church felt the pressure, amen? And they wanted to be able to boast in all that they had, how big a number they had, how many got born again by the power of God. And instead of praying the Holy Ghost down, asking God to move, and waiting on the Lord, let God do it. They decide to do it themselves, amen? And so now, friend, they'll tell a few sad stories. Ask how many people want to go to heaven. Tell them to come up and raise their hand. Tell them to pray a prayer. And I tell you what, they'll go back to their seat twofold more. A child of hell, what the words start with. That's exactly right. Didn't get that time. Amen. I was introduced to that time. I remember that very plainly. Amen. I remember as a young man, I was asked a question. Who'd like to go to heaven? Well, I raised my hand. I wanted to go. Amen. I was sincere about it, but that didn't make me saved. Amen. And so I prayed the prayer. Dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I'm a sinner. And somebody said, how'd you know? Because the man told me that I was. Amen. But it made a big difference when God told me that it was. Sure it did. Amen. You said, you think a child can be saved? I do when God's convicting them. Amen. That's exactly right. I'm not going to play the Holy Ghost. But I do know this, friend. When a child gets saved, he'll get saved the same way I got saved. And thank God they'll have the same desires that I do. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that. Amen. You won't have to rehearse it every day of the year to make sure they remember it. Oh, yeah. They'll never forget it. Oh, yeah, you can't forget that. Praise God. It takes the Lord. Amen. I mean, it takes God. And the Baptists have been as guilty as anybody has for selling out the Lord and doing their own thing. We've played and played and played and played instead of praying. Amen. It's going to take God. It's going to take the Lord. I think about the Apostle Paul, and I appreciate God being merciful to him. And he was a religious man, but he was a going to hell. Sure he was. And he thought he was doing the right thing. By the way, a lot of people think they're doing the right thing. Sure he did. Paul confessed himself. He said, I did it in ignorance. He said, I didn't know. He said, I thought I was doing right and found out I was doing wrong. He had Stephen stoned to death. A man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. And Paul didn't even know the difference. There's a lot of people don't know the difference. Amen. Paul didn't know. He thought he was doing a good thing. But I appreciate the mercy of God. And by the way, it wasn't because Paul deserved it. It's because God wanted to do it for him. Amen. That's exactly right. Paul found out he was a chosen vessel. And God did the choosing. Amen. Paul didn't volunteer and say, now, I tell you what, I just do my own thing and I decide to do this. No, God made the decision and Paul submitted to it. Sure he did. You better believe that. Paul on the road to Damascus. The Bible said, yet Paul, breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Paul was upset. He didn't like Jesus. He didn't like Christians. Amen. Desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, and if he found any of this way, what way? Praise God, the Lord's way. Then they've been born again by the power of God. Those that had their lives transformed, who moved from darkness unto light. Oh yeah, any of that kind. But if he found them, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And Paul was upset. And Paul didn't like it. And Paul was under conviction. And by the way, if you're without conviction, there'll be no conversion. You understand that, don't you? I mean, that's the truth. It takes God to work. Years ago, friend, men were content to let God work. And I'm convinced we're going to have to be content to let God work. We can pray. We can live for God. We can do the right thing. But we're going to have to be content to let God work. Amen. Sure we are. You can't force somebody into it. You twist their arm, and I tell you what they'll do. They'll make a profession of faith to get you off their back. Amen. And then after it's all said and done, the emotional high is gone. Everything's gone. And you wonder why you can't get them to pray. You wonder why you can't get them in the house of God. You wonder why they got no spiritual desires and no spiritual discernment. Amen. I tell you why, a lot of people don't have nothing. Sure. The Bible said as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus. You know where he got to that place. You know where a man's got to get to? That place. Amen. It might be in a church service, it might not be in a church service, but a man's got to get to that place. Only God can bring him there. Paul thought he was going because he wanted to, and found out he was going because God wanted him to. Sure he did. Wasn't by coincidence. The Bible said suddenly there came and shined around about him a light from heaven. And what you're going to have? Light. Oh yes, you're going to have light. I tell you what, there's a lot of places there's not going to be any light. Oh, yes, a lot of people, they've snuffed the light out. They've done like Eli. Because of neglect, they've let the light go out. Sure, a lot of places, the house of God, friend, they don't have the light on. I'm not talking about these lights. I'm talking about the light of God. It's going to take light. That's why it's important, friend, that we come in a state of worship and desiring God. Because, friend, it's the light that's in us that makes a difference. Well, let the light shine. Light shine round about him from heaven. He fell to the earth. I tell you something, when the light gets to shine, it'll knock you down to where you need to be. I'm right about that. You're not going to get saved in pride. Nobody gets saved in pride. You don't get saved free and thinking that you're somebody. You don't come up saying things like this, Lord, if I've sinned. How many people say things like that? Lord, if I've done wrong, if I've transgressed. When the light gets on, you'll know what you've done. Sure you will. You'll see yourself as a sinner. You'll say, woe is me. Sure you will. And they hear a voice speaking with him. Oh, they've got to speak to your heart and tell you what the problem is. Amen. You know what he said? Saul, why persecutest thou me? So what are you doing, Paul? So why are you doing these things? See, what he didn't understand is that when you persecute the church, you're persecuting Christ. Amen. When you come against the church, you're coming against Christ. So you are. He said, who art thou, Lord? He had some questions. He's under conviction. The light's been shining round about him, and the Lord's speaking to his heart. And Paul doesn't fully understand. You say, is that possible? Sure it is. Jesus talked to Nicodemus and talked to him face to face, and he did not understand. And he said, art thou master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Oh, yeah. He talked about the new birth. You got to have it. Amen. You've got to have it. It's a spiritual birth. Thank God. I was thinking about that the other day. How it's a spiritual birth. It's a scriptural birth. The seed has to be planted, and the seed is the Word of God. Amen. It's a second birth. Sure it is. Your first birth will not work. Oh, yeah. It might get you religious, but it won't get you to heaven. Oh, yes. He said, who art thou, Lord? You know what he said? I'm Jesus. I believe God will do this. I believe the Lord will reveal to you who he is and who you are. Amen. How God does it's up to him. That's right. I'm not going to try to get involved in that. Sometimes the worst thing you can do is somebody down the altar praying and throw a Bible underneath their nose and try to get them to agree to a bunch of facts. I tell you what, if God's getting them lost, God can get them saved. God's the only one that can get them lost. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, friend, I came up in church all of my life, and I thank God for it. And I knew some factual things about the Bible. But that Sunday morning, the only thing that I really knew was I was lost and needed help from God. Oh, yes. That's exactly right. Who art thou, Lord? Said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. Why did he kick against the pricks? That tells me that God had been working on his heart. God had. Well, I like that. He trembling. Now, I want you to understand something. When God does the work, you might cry and you might not. Right. Amen? But I tell you, when God does the work, there's going to be evidence the work's been done.
Right.
Praise God for that. You might have got saved at your house, at God's house.
Right.
Amen? You might have got saved in the field. You might have got saved at work. You might have got saved driving down the road. Since that happened, you better believe that. Amen. But God does the work. Amen. Oh, yes. He's working on Paul. His name is Saul of Tarsus. The Lord's going to give him a name change. Why? Because things change when you get saved. You're not what you used to be. Oh, yeah. I know, friend, we could all say we're not all what we ought to be, but we're not what we used to be if we've been saved. Praise God. Thank the Lord for that. He trembled and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? You know what he did? What most folk won't do. He turned it all over to Jesus. Amen. He said, Lord, here am I. Amen. You might call it surrender. You might call it submission. Amen. Submission is a good word. Surrender is a good word. There are some that surrender but didn't submit. But if you ever submit, brother, he's got it all. Oh, yeah. And that's what he did. He just turned it all over to Lord. He said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? He said, whatever you want, that's what I'll do. Boy, I like that. He didn't try to make a deal with God. How many people try to make deals with the Lord? God, if you'll do this, I'll do that. God's not interested in that. That's not how that God operates. Amen? God knows how our promises are. Amen? And just like people laid in the hospital, Lord, if you let me get out of here, I'm telling you, I'm coming to church. How many people have said that, friend, and they've not darkened the doors yet? You know why? Men's prone to lie. God will not lie. Amen. God's not in the deal making business. Amen. Brother, I tell you, God had a plan. He fulfilled the plan, the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary, who shed His life's blood for the remission of sin. And a man will have to accept that. Or, friend, there is no other way. The Bible said neither is there salvation in any other. You can't get a denomination. Isn't that right? I'm a Baptist by conviction. I'm really not planning on changing. But that's not why I'm going to heaven. Amen. There's a lot of things the Baptists do make me mad. That's right. There's a lot of people who say they're Baptists and they're not. That's exactly right. And it used to be that the title told you a little bit about what they were. Amen. But now, friend, people get the title and they got no earthly idea what it means. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, how long has he been Baptist? Well, John was one.
Right.
What Jesus said, called him John the Baptist.
Right.
Amen. They've been around a pretty long time. Praise God. He said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Somebody said, when do you think you got it? I think you got it right here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A lot of people like to argue, you know. They say they think he got it later on. But Ananias came down and laid hands on him. The only problem with that, he was already a brother.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. I believe he got it when he submitted to the Lord. I believe Zacchaeus got it, friend, when he turned loose the limb and come down out of that tree.
Yes, sir.
Amen to God. Amen. See, God does an immediate work, and when the heart is turned, God works. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for that. He said, arise and go to the city. Shall be told thee what thou must do. He said, you go on. The man was journeyed with him, stood speechless. Hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Isn't that something? Amen. You know why? Hey, that's as amazing as me. You know why Paul got it and they didn't? Because he was speaking to Paul. They heard the voice, but they couldn't discern what it was. That's exactly right. Amen. They couldn't discern what it was. See, the Lord's speaking to him. Salvation's a personal thing. They couldn't believe what had taken place. He goes down to Ananias' house. You know what he's doing? He's praying. You know why? Because he's entering into a relationship. Paul never could pray before he got saved.
Right.
He could utter words, but he couldn't pray.
Right.
He's praying and talking with God. The Lord gets to speaking to Ananias. So I want you to go down and lay your hands on him that he might receive his sight. As the light hit him, there were scales about his eyes, and Paul was blind for 3 days. Oh, yes. He came to him. Thank God. And when he entered in, he said, "Brother Saul." What do you think about that? By the way, that's family talk. That's right. That's family talk. Brother. He didn't say, "You're going to be my brother." He didn't say, "If you say this, you'll be my brother." He said, "Have you prayed through yet and you'll be my brother?" He just said, "Brother Saul." You know why I said that? Because the Lord already told him. Hey, man, you don't have to be afraid. He's afraid to go. Am I right? So you don't have to be afraid. Thank God. He ain't the persecutor. Thank God. He's the preacher. He just don't know it. Am I right? He didn't know it. You know what the Bible said about this man? He straightway preached. He said, "We didn't go off to seminary. Didn't have to." Thank God. He'd been to Calvary. When you've been to Calvary, you ain't got to go to seminary. Amen. There's a lot of people who went to seminary, should have went to Calvary. Amen. To God, I believe that with all of my heart. Hey, brother, God makes a difference. God gives the message. Oh, yes. I believe that's right, brother. You say, what? He told the story. Oh, yes. Thank God they sang it a while ago. Tell me that story. Am I right? Thank God. That's what you can preach, brother. That's what you can tell. Thank God. If you know about it, you can tell it. If you don't know about it, you can't tell it. Amen. Praise God. He straightway preached. Got filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Boy, I like that. Oh, yes. And he preached, brother. Meaning the scales fell from his eyes. Amen. He arose, and guess what? He was baptized. You say, why was that? Because he was following the commandment of the Lord. Amen. Baptism don't come before. If it does, it ain't no good. You say, does it add to your salvation? Absolutely not. Does it make you completely saved? No, it does not. Amen. It's in the command of obedience of our Lord and Savior. It's an outward identification of an inward work. That's what it is. Buried with Him in baptism. Amen. Raised to a new life in Christ. That's what it's all about. Praise God for that. Amen. It's proclaiming to the world that you know Him. That's right. If a man's saved, he ought to be baptized. I believe it's right. I tell you what, in the early church, thank God, after they got born again, they got baptized and joined the church. Boy, I like that. I appreciate the song they sing a while ago. A lot of people believe that, David. Find a church of your choice. Amen. Can I tell you something? That's about as foolish as I've ever heard. It ain't your choice. It's God's choice. Amen. That's exactly right. You don't find the church of your choice. You find out what God wants. And then you fall in, praise God. And you get in behind the man of God and walk with the people of God and do the will of God. That's exactly right. God will bless you for it. There's a lot of rebels. Amen? There's a lot of rebels. I know a man right now. Hey, listen, you know what he did? He just started his own church. And he pulls it around behind his truck. That's right. He's got his chapel on wheels. He pulls it behind his truck. You know why? Because he can't submit to a man of God. Amen? He's done been to a half dozen churches that I know of, good men of God. And he can't do that, so now he's got his own church. Oh, yes. I'm going to tell you what, friend. God ain't in that. God has a local assembly. Yes, amen. God has an under-shepherd over His sheep. Right. And you know what I found out about sheep? They like things from God. Right. You better believe that. They want to follow Him. Amen to God. Amen. Well, I like that, don't you? Right. Praise God. When I got born again, I always did like Brother Fry, but when I got saved, fell in love with the man. Let me just tell it right. I never did think he preached a bad message. I'm sure he went home several Sundays and probably shook his head and said, I didn't hit on much. But I tell you what, it was right in my soul. I remember when we went down to Westside Baptist Church, I sat there and I felt like under God, he just gets better and better and better and better. Amen. Why is that? Because, friend, that's where God wanted me to be. I just fell in. Praise God, just fell in, thank God. Amen. I was sitting back there about where Miss Libby is. Went there for the first time, and I'm telling you what, I felt like this is, no doubt, this is probably it. I was trying to find what God wanted. Amen? And prayed about it. What does God want? Friend, went in there, and I was back there, just got to know Brother Hyde, and revived me 2 weeks of me, and got talked to him a little bit. And then the man of God come back, and you know what he said one day, Brother David? He said, how about leading my choir? I didn't know nothing about leading the choir. Not one thing. I was not a choir leader. I'm going to tell you that. You know what I did, Brother Tim? I said, be glad to do it. Amen. Ask God to help me, scared to death. Amen. Asking God to work and touch. You say, what do I just fell in.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Just fell right on in there. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, friend. Listen, that ain't your church of your choice. It's a church of God's choice. Amen. What does God say about it? You know what a lot of people do? The man will say, honey, well, where do you want to go? Isn't that about stupid?
Yes.
You're with me, aren't you? Amen. You say, why is that? Because the man's the spiritual high priest of the house.
Right.
Amen. He might say, we're going over here, and you might not even like it. If it's what God said, praise God, get in line, brother.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's good, isn't it?
That's right.
Amen to God. Listen, I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes. I'm telling the truth.
Right.
Amen. Or the last of kids. Amen. You know where they want to go? Well, they can play the most.
Sure.
You say, why is that? Because they're kids. Amen. What do you like? When you was a kid, didn't you like to play?
Sure.
Amen. I tell you what, they like to play all day long. Amen. It's not where they need to play. Hey, brothers, the same preaching will touch their heart that touched my heart.
Right.
And I plan on changing. Amen. Just being honest, thank God they need it. They say they ain't getting anything. You better be surprised, friend, what they're getting. They know. Amen. They'll tell you what you preached.
Yeah.
They'll get more than what you think they are.
Right.
Sure they will. By the way, friend, God's doing the work, see?
Right.
God's taking that rough ground and He's busting the sod.
Sure.
Sure is. Hey, before you plant a garden, you got to do something to the ground.
That's right.
You folks that plant gardens, what do you do? Just go out and take a handful of seed and throw it on the ground? You can't do that. Hey, man, that won't work that way. You got to go bust the ground. You got to get it ready. You got to prepare the ground. You lay it off in rows. You get everything ready. Hey, to plant the garden. Hey, man. You get the weeds out, get the rocks out, get the sticks out, get everything and get it ready. God is preparing the heart. The Bible said the preparation of the heart of man are of the Lord. Sure, He's working. And if you can't see it, that doesn't mean He ain't doing it. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, there's a lot of things you can't see it. Hey, man. Job, he couldn't even see where the Lord was. Am I right? So look for Him. Couldn't see Him. He said, but I know my Redeemer liveth. Hey, man, just because you can't see Him don't mean He's not around. Oh, yeah. Boy, I like this. The Bible tells us about Paul. I said, you know what? He got it that way. He got it God's way. Sure he did. He got it God's way. Amen. And then I'll tell you what, friend. You know, everybody that gets saved the same way.
Right.
Different experience, same grace.
Right.
That's right. Amen. Same grace. Philippian jailer got it the same way Paul did.
Right.
Amen. So his family got it the same way he did. That's right. Lydia got it the same way the Philippian jailer got it.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing? Man, it amazes my heart. Thank God. God opened up her heart. The Bible didn't say she even said anything. Isn't that amazing? Somebody said, I thought I had to say something. Not according to the Word of God, you don't. For the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Amen. Hey, that confession, hey, it'll be made after you get it. Amen. That's what the woman with the issue of blood did. She got it before she told it. Because before she got it, she didn't have nothing to tell. Amen. And she felt within herself she was whole of the plague. She knew something different happened to her. And Jesus said, you need to tell it. And she did tell it.
Right.
Oh, yes, she did tell it. Praise God. Amen. You know why? Because she had something to tell.
Right.
Well, I like it. See, she got it the right way. She got it God's way. Amen. Plan of salvation never changed. For by grace are you saved through faith. Then all of yourselves is a gift of God. I appreciate that. I hate people straight so far from the path. They've gave people a false peace, a false hope.
Right.
Amen. Paul said, I'm not going to do that. You know what he told Timothy? He said, just preach the word. Amen. He said, it ain't going to be popular. Just preach the word. Thank God, just tell it. Be it in season, out of season. Thank God, it'll get the job done. I appreciate that. The Bible said here, and straightway, he preached Christ in the synagogues that he was the Son of God. You know why? Because he knew he was. You know how he knew it? Because the Lord revealed it to him. Flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Well, he told Peter. Thank God he knew about it. Thank God he preached Jesus. Jesus made the difference. Thank God. Well, I'm glad there's something real. Amen. I'm glad there's something real. There's a lot of false things. False churches, false preachers, false Christians, false Bibles. There's a lot of false things. But I'm glad for the real thing. Amen. I'm glad for the Spirit of God who lives in my heart, made a difference in my life one day, who changed my life and changed my direction. Now, I'm not going the way I used to travel. I've changed directions. I'm headed home. Headed home to be with God. And I appreciate the Lord for it. And the good thing about it is, friend, what He did for me, He'll do for you. Amen. And you that are saved can testify, praise God, the same thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that. God does a great work. Amen. It's a lasting work. He said, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. John 10. Isn't it right? They shall never perish. You know why? Because you can't perish when you got eternal life. Amen. You can't perish. Oh, this old body's going back to the ground. I understand that. If Lord doesn't come soon, this old body's going to go back to the ground. But I'm not going to be there. That's right. This is a shell. Amen. This is just a shell. This is the earthly house. Amen. Dust thou art and dust thou shalt return. Is that right? Sure. I'll tell you what, the real me won't be in here. Amen. I'll be with God. That's why Paul said to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. I'll just be waiting in on the resurrection. Amen. And in that day, friend, I get a new body just like Him. A glorified body. Amen. Remember that state where the disciples saw the Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration? They saw Him glorified? Amen. And that's the kind I'm going to have. Praise God. Won't sin then. Won't fail God. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's a wonderful hope. Hey, that's the hope that we have. Amen. I'm talking about a real, genuine hope. Amen. Not a hope it works out. I mean, a hope, thank God, that it's going to do it. Amen. We've got hope beyond the grave. Appreciate the Lord for it. Paul then spent all his days preaching. Amen. Everywhere he went, he told the old story. You know what he's saying? Got it that way. Got it God's way. Amen. Still works. Still works. Told Agrippa. When it's sad, the man heard the story. He said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Amen. But almost won't work. Amen. Almost won't work. You're going to have to know Him for yourself and the free pardon of sin. But I'm glad, brother, I got it God's way. Amen. I'm glad the Holy Ghost lives in me. I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God. And I tell you, if you don't know Him, thank God, friend, He can reveal Himself to you. And I believe God's touching somebody's heart even today. I praise God for His grace and goodness. Had He not cared for my soul, where would I be? Well, I thank Him for His mercy and His grace. As we bow for just a word of prayer.